Hear that? It's the sound of someone whacking the ground with a rake. Specifically, they're beating around the bush, which we've done enough of in this ad too, so let's get right to it. The new Moneymaker scratch-off from the Ohio Lottery doesn't beat around the bush. Moneymaker. Play the game and you could win money. Up to $2 million. With more than $88 million in prizes, ranging from $50 to $500, Moneymaker cuts right to the cash. Lottery players are subject to Ohio laws and commission regulations. Play responsibly.
Amanda Batula from Summer House, I am so excited to be chatting with you and with Evan virtually joining us from LA, especially because you said this is like the first solo press day moment you've had.
Yes. Yeah, I have no one to like lean on for answers. If there's like an uncomfortable question, I have to respond. I can't be like, you go first and I'll follow. No, it's just me, myself, and I today.
Beyonce, yes.
Is that indicative of where you are in your life right now? Or have we entered a new chapter? Is this like an Amanda 2.0 that we're experiencing?
Maybe. I feel like, you know, I have been in Kyle's shadow sort of by choice. I've, you know, kind of like hid behind him and let him take the lead. But I think it's time to, you know, branch out from that. You know, I don't want to just be seen as like Kyle's girlfriend or Kyle's wife. So I'm here by myself. I left him at home with the dogs.
I love that. A Jersey girl through and through. We love it. You have your own era, your own aura. And I feel that's really great to hear, especially after how last episode ended when you were talking with the relationship coach about how some of the issues you're having with Kyle kind of have an internal element to it of like picking at insecurities. Have you been kind of doing like self-work with that?
No, I should. Okay. I had like a, not like a rough winter, but I mean, after BravoCon, I kind of like hit a low and never, you know, bounced back, but medication is great. Medication fixes it. So we're happy and we're thriving. And, you know, now we're ready to work on ourselves because before there was no energy to do anything.
Well, and that's so great too, that you are vulnerable enough to share that with us. Thank you, by the way. I mean, like, there is stigma around medication for mental health. How has it benefited you, and what could you tell others who maybe don't understand?
Yeah, no, a complete 180, honestly. I was like, because I think depression looks different for everyone, or it has a different, you know, you kind of think it looks like you're just sad and whatever, but it just, like, I was so unmotivated and, like, just didn't want to do anything, didn't want to talk to anyone, like, almost didn't go home for Thanksgiving. It was really tough. So then when I started my medication, it was, like, 180. I became a whole new person. I had all this energy. It was, like, little tasks were so easy to do. I didn't have to think about anything. It was literally life-changing.
I love hearing that. Yeah. And it's also that thing, too, where it's so hard because I think even friends and loved ones try to give advice for people going through that, but it really, because it is a medical issue.
Yeah.
So when people are like, and it's hard, we're like, go outside, you know, like, go to the gym, walk it off, have a rota. You're like, no, I'm rotting internally.
I know. So it's like, not you're just help. Frozen, like, in your own thoughts, and people, everyone tries to help, but, like, you know, sometimes when you're feeling that low, the easiest tasks are so overwhelming and, like, you just can't motivate yourself to do it. Like, even going to the doctor to get, like, prescribed medication was a daunting, like, it was too much. So, you just gotta kind of do it and you'll feel
better. And now that you are in a better place, what is it like reliving some of these tense moments and rewatching them on Summer House? You're probably in, like, a better space to process it and reflect on it.
Yeah, no, it's definitely, I'm definitely in a better place to take it all in. I think that, I mean, Kyle and I were in a rut. Like, you know, either way, I was just frustrated with him in general, and it's obviously very apparent. Mm-hmm. I knew that I was giving him a hard time. I didn't realize until watching it back how hard of a time I was giving him. So it's, I think the feelings were there, but the delivery and the way that I talked about it, I was just very short with him. So I'll give him that.
I also.
But reasonings were still valid.
I was going to say, because I was like, why are you short? But I feel like, because I don't know if the way your anxiety hits you is kind of like with mine. I just like catastrophize and spiral. So if like, I was like, oh, if Kaya's out till 4 a.m. he's never gonna go home, and then when I have kids I'm gonna be like, where
you
start kind of
thinking
like
about
mad
like,
at him for like five steps ahead.
Like, it's like, what if, like, it's all the things that could happen, just like at the dinner scene with Jesse, where he calls Jesse out in front of Craig and Paige. I was upset at what could have happened, what could have come of that. You know, everyone's like, they're fine, nothing happened, it's not a big deal. But me, my mind was like, oh my God, what if Craig gets mad? Like, what if this affects like my relationship with Paige? What if da 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 da? So I was like, why would you do that? Yes. Yeah, well, no, anxiety is a beautiful thing.
Lovely.
Well, and you're, and it just goes to show that you're a forward thinker. You know, there's nothing wrong with being a forward thinker.
Yeah, let's rebrand it as forward thinking. I love that. I'm a forward thinker.
Yes. What is it like discussing these scenes with Kyle at home? Like, how do you talk about this time in your life today, or do you just choose not to?
We don't. I think the biggest thing for us has sort of been, you know, unless there's something that we really do need to still work through, sort of leaving the past in the past. Because you don't, you know, you live it and then it airs and you don't want to like keep reliving the same fights, the same arguments. So yeah, we just, you know, as long as it's been squashed, we kind of just leave it in the past and move forward.
That's great.
It's the only way you can move forward. It
really, because it's like you can go back to any single thing and keep on. And that's only, I feel like sometimes it's the immediate reaction just because you're not, it's all from internal stuff where you're like, let me just work on this through myself and then show up to them how they need me type
of thing. And we still see it very differently. There were times when I would be like, see how wrong you were, and he'd be like, no, you like overreacted or whatever it is. So you know, we have different communication styles and we just kind of have to deal with it.
Do you think he overreacted about being brought to tears about not being in your camera role? It was the most Leo thing I ever saw.
It was so cute.
I think he obviously that was like a small thing. It was whatever he was upset about was like a bigger picture. But yeah, he takes photos on his phone of us. So why am I going to be like, and can you also use my phone to take a picture of me and my husband after using his phone? Like, you know, it's, he has the photos in my camera roll. It's not like I was taking pictures with friends. My camera roll is my dogs and like random screenshots because I'm, you know, ADHD. It's like, can't want to remember. So I just have like, you know, probably 10,000 screenshots that I've never looked at again. But yeah, it's nothing is in my phone. Mm-hmm. But it was endearing. I do try to make an effort to take photos with him. But it is all still on his phone.
Yes.
Yeah.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
You were saying that you and Kyle often have different perspectives of situations, but I thought it was really interesting, I think a few episodes back, when there were comparisons being made between Lindsay and Carl and you and he took accountability for how he contributed to the discord that you guys had right before your wedding and was like, you know, this is really apples and oranges. We're not the same as Carl and Lindsay. What was it like hearing him explain it that way? And I'm sure it felt nice to hear him take accountability for kind of putting y'all in a tailspin before the wedding.
Yeah, no, that was definitely nice. I feel like maybe I finally got through to him. He's like slowly learning. But yeah, I think it's, you know, that's a way that we, you know, both felt also that the basis of our arguments were not the same. But yeah, he's growing, he's learning. It's just taking him a bit longer.
A bit longer. And you know who also, I mean, there's been ebbs and flows, I feel, of the audience watching Lindsay this season, of course, just because it's very hard watching her and Carl. But what I loved is in the most recent episode when Kyle was saying about, like, oh, moving to the suburbs is going to be so hard. She's like, well, you grow up and you change. How was just hearing, being like, oh, Lindsay's on my side for this.
Yes. No, I think one of my favorite things about Lindsay, and it's like an aspect that I wish, you know, I had, is her, she'll just say it how it is. She says whatever's on her mind. She doesn't care, like, how you feel about it. I lack that confidence. But the fact that she'll just, like, put you in your place is what makes her who she is, for better or for worse. So that was a great moment. And she does, you know, I think, like, stand up for me in that sense against Kyle. Sometimes she's the only one that can talk sense into him. Because I feel like they're like mirror images of each other.
Totally. What were your honest to God thoughts on the Flower Boy situation? I think when you know, Carl was like, well, you and Luke and Andrea are going to be flower boys. I feel like that was the moment it clicked for me as a viewer, like, oh, this isn't real. Like, the wedding is not happening. What were your thoughts on that?
Really? I don't know. I felt sad for Kyle because obviously he was like so upset about it, and he was really hoping to be a groomsman. So I can only imagine how he was truly feeling in that moment when Carl was like flower boy. So I tried to be really optimistic and positive and supportive to not make him more upset about it. But at the end of the day, yeah, it was definitely a dagger through his heart. Carl has reached out to Kyle like twice now and apologized. He's felt so bad watching it back. But I also understand where Lindsay, if she did, if it was her decision or she influenced it, I could understand because Kyle and Lindsay don't have the best history.
They don't have the best history, but like you said, they do have a kind of vibe understanding. And I also, I mean, this just might be me being a stubborn boy. Watching that back, I was like, I'm not mad at Lindsay. I'm mad at Carl for not saying, you know what, Lindsay, you don't, I maybe don't like every bridesmaid you're gonna have. I need to have him in this. Do you feel like there's a lot of blame here and there, but I kind of feel like some of the blame should be on Carl, even though now he's forgiven him.
Yes, but I think that was it was kind of representative of their relationship, in a sense where Carl maybe didn't like stand up for his opinions or like didn't voice them as much. You know, it was like, okay, this, you know, rather not get into a fight about it. Not that like I just feel like that's, you know, how it could have unfolded. But yeah, Carl, I think that's why Carl has apologized to Kyle twice. It's like he what it didn't happen. It's okay.
Kyle still went to the wedding.
Yeah, he sure did. He sure did. I was like, I'm not doing that.
We
Once I
see it in
found
the
out how many
trailer.
people were going, I was like, this is not a party. I thought it was going to be a solo vacation that like maybe, you know, tickets, plane, you know, hotel was already booked. But when I found out how many more people were going, I was like, I don't think I want to participate. And I was also
Like,
depressed.
Yes,
Also
so
that.
we see in the trailer for the rest of the season that Kyle and Carl have a heart-to-heart where Kyle basically is like, do you want to marry her? And from what we see in the preview, that's kind of the moment maybe Carl realizes, no, I don't want to do that. So it feels like Kyle helped him come to that decision. Did you get a heads up that Carl was ready to call things off before he ultimately like blindsided, in quotes, Lindsay?
Yeah, no, I don't know. That conversation was the very end of that was like when they picked cameras back up, that conversation between Kyle and Carl. So, and I briefed Kyle before, as I do with most conversations he has, because I'm like, you gotta like think about it this way and don't say it too much. But I was like, Carl's been nothing but supportive of us in our relationship. Your job right now is to listen to what Carl has to say and support him no matter what, not tell him what to do. So, you know, I think he just was going off of Carl's feelings and you know, what Carl was telling him. And I'm sure it was a ton of things that, you know, influenced Carl, but I believe it was something else that was the catalyst. Kyle was just there to kind of be a friend and listen.
I know, because it is a. I feel it almost is that hard thing for everybody watching this season, being like, because at first when the engagement was, it was broken off, we're like, what? And I'm kind of like, oh, all the chips are falling in it. But kind of to what you were saying, Carl almost was too agreeable with Lindsay. And it almost seems like Lindsay has blinders on because she's broadcasting a lot of stuff that are issues in their relationship. And like, it's almost like she doesn't remember, like, remember what happened with Danielle last summer? Why would anyone try to like take an inch with that?
No, I think one thing about Lindsay is that she is a fighter, like in a good way. She won't give up on her relationships. All the men that I've seen her date, like she's dedicated and she will push through, because she doesn't want to take like the easy way out. Like she's always fighting for the relationship. She'll fight till the end. So I think that's sort of the situation she got in with Carl, where she was not ignoring the red flags, but thinking it wasn't as big of a deal because she was going to like m not m make the relationship work. She was going to fight for it no matter what. And so I think, yeah, she had blinders on to some of the bigger deals because she would say them and we'd all be like,
I'm like,
you don't see that as a problem? She'd be like, no.
No one's coming and everyone's going.
Yeah, Rob, Danny.
That.
She,
Wait, I did. I will say, Amanda, it was really nice to see you and Paige talk to Lindsay so candidly about sex. And I feel like you guys were really there to be a sounding board for her. Obviously, that kind of seemed like a red flag to you guys. Were there any other specific red flags that you and Paige and the other girls identified in conversations that maybe we haven't seen on the show?
Yeah, and I don't want to say, you know, too much. I think one thing for me was, and this is all stuff Lindsay has, you know, told me in front of cameras, like, none of this. I don't know what makes it, but this isn't anything that she said to me privately. But, you know, they were going to therapy, and, you know, they would wait, like, for therapy to have their, like, arguments or conversations, and it wouldn't really go anywhere. Mm-hmm. Like, they were rehashing their fights in therapy instead of, you know, figuring, like, getting tools and figuring out ways to, like, better their communication relationships. So, like, the therapy just wasn't being utilized in the right way. And for me, if you're not making progress like that, that was kind of a big red flag for me.
Because that's a very good way for couples listening also to, like, think about therapy, because think of it as a place to grow together. Than,
yeah.
Like, just have it. It's not a wrestling match.
Yeah. Like, you want to get to the point, like, okay, maybe the first three sessions you're, like, venting, yeah. But you want to get to a point where your therapist is like, okay, here's what's going on. These are the tools. Like, practice this. Like, practice this sort of, you know, startup or this sort of communication or walk away. Like, you want to get to the point where there's tools, and it just seemed like they were just rehashing their fights, mm-hmm. and it didn't feel like they were progressing.
All right, and a final question before we let you go, because that mid-season trailer, like Evan was saying, was crazy.
Yeah.
I love that Danielle's not getting involved in Lindsay and Carl's relationship, but how do you think about, how much did she try to meddle with Paige and Craig? Because when she said to her, you're giving nothing, like she Dua Lipa memed her, how was that?
Paige was buzzed enough to not really, like, put it together. I don't mm-hmm. think she realized what Danielle was saying, fortunately. I'm shocked that, you know, that was said, especially for Danielle being such, like, an independent woman and having conversations about, like, not depending on a man, like, never combining, you know, finances, like, all this stuff. I'm shocked that she didn't see Paige as being, like, independent. Like, why would she follow Craig to Charleston? That goes against everything Danielle's ever thought about. So, I don't know. Mm. I don't know. I'll have to see it play out because I was wasted inside the club.
And that's why we love you. And thank you so much for stopping by.
Thank you.
I can't
you.
Wait to see you on the Jersey side because
yes, it's great. We'll be there one day.